views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and of course, creativity, because every month on the show, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And you can find us here at our new time, the first Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can also download all of the archives at thelucidplanet.com and just search for Lucid Planet Radio on SoundCloud, iTunes, etc. Also, please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, The Lucid Planet. You can see some glimpses of my weird and wonderful life. And stay tuned for my new project, Slut Logic, which is going to be a book and a show project coming out hopefully by the end of the year, which is all about empowering people's authentic sexuality and also exploring where love and sex is going in the future. So very exciting stuff. And it really ties in with the theme of today, which is, of course, that spring is finally here. And allegedly, I mean, it did snow yesterday here in Denver. So, but I hope you're enjoying the sun on your face. Maybe you're feeling a little frisky, a little active. Yesterday was Beltane, which is, of course, May 1st. And to honor this turning of the wheel as we move into spring in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome one of my favorite longtime guests, Judica Illis, back to the show. And we are going to talk about really the rise of the divine feminine and the awakening of the goddess, if you will, and how ancient pagan traditions and holidays like Beltane still have significance for us, for sex, for fertility, and how many of these rituals can apply today. Now, Judica was, of course, back on the show back in October. Time flies. And we're going to also talk about a little bit about witchcraft and magic and spells and just how we connect the goddess of the past to the goddess of the present and the future. A little bit about Judica, if you're just tuning into her on the show, she fell in love with the magical arts as a child has been studying them ever since. She is one of the most prolific writers in the area I have ever seen when it comes to spirituality, witchcraft, and the occult, including the Encyclopedia of 5,000 Spells, Encyclopedia of Witchcraft, the Big Book of Practical Spells, and literally so many more. She's incredible. So on that note, let's please welcome Judica to the show. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. I'm so glad to be back.
Oh, yay. Me too. I'm so happy to have you back. We last spoke back around All Hallows Eve. Yeah. What have you been up to since then?
Oh, boy. I've been teaching. I've been learning. I've been writing. And I started a new book, which hopefully will be, you know, fingers crossed, everything goes as planned. It will be out in 2019.
Yay.
So, yeah, keeping busy.
Can you give us any teasers on the direction you're going in? No?
There will be spells.
Oh, there will be spells.
There will be spells.
There will be new spells. Cool. Oh, well, that's going to be super exciting. You know, sometimes I think when you're connected to this kind of material that so many people are being drawn into, there's just that nonstop channel of prolific information.
And
I love that.
And once you connect, it's like a 24/7 flow. It just keeps coming.
Yes. And I think it's really interesting you bring that up. The idea, it's talked about in a lot of esoteric traditions of channeling, mm-hmm. you know, connecting to something. And I definitely am a huge believer in flow, both from a spiritual perspective and a scientific perspective. But do you have any advice for aspiring creative people out there who are looking to get into that flow?
I think just to pursue your passion, and it's a little bit like, you know, the trail in Hansel and Gretel. You have to follow your trail and see where it leads you, because one thing leads to another, and you know, let yourself fall down the rabbit holes.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And then when you do, look around and see where you are, and you know, start turning over the rocks and see what's under them.
Yeah.
You know, and it will lead you into interesting places.
And I think this is a great time of year to start a project.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, so let's talk about spring a little bit. You know, what makes this time so special, and what makes Beltane such a traditionally very special holiday?
And it is a holiday. You know, Beltane is the Celtic name, but in the German lands, they call it Walpurgis. It is different, you know, in ancient Rome. This was the time of the Floralia, the festival of the goddess Flora. So
yes.
it is, I think, wired into the landscape or into the time. You know, traditionally it's believed this is the time when Earth wakes up and, you know, all the sexual feelings start, you know, that maybe have been dormant when, it, you know, it's cold. It's cold and it's, you know, everything's icy and freezing. And, you just want to get under the blankets and have soup and not think about anything. But now it's starting to warm up and all these feelings are perking up. And
yes.
It's a good time, whether it's literal sexuality, literal fertility, or creative endeavors, whether that's metaphoric, it's a really good time for it.
Awesome. And, you know, it's funny because this is something that's been around. I mean, what is your estimate? Like, how long have Indigenous people in the globe been celebrating the birth
of
spring?
Thousands of years. thousands of years. You know, the Floralia goes back to pagan Rome. Yeah. Beltane, you know, the pagan Celts. We're talking not in centuries. We're talking in millennia.
Millennia.
You know, who knows? I think this is my personal perception. You know, don't put this in your thesis. But I would say probably into prehistory, probably before. You know, when it's documented, we already know what's happening. So probably before that.
Absolutely. And you have to wonder, these cave paintings, right, from thousands of years ago, they often predict the rebirth, and they depict, you know, the flora and all animals and all that kind of stuff. So it just
Do you know the concept of the Beltane fairs?
I would love to hear it.
It's a sexy fair.
I like sexy fair.
You know, in the winter, you know, especially in Europe, in the northern areas, people were battening down the hatches, and you're not really going very far. But, you know, so by the time May rolls around, you've pretty much run out of your supplies. And so there would be, and imagine you're living in a village, you're seeing all the same people, and probably everybody in the village is related to you. So what they would do is they would have these huge fairs where, you know, you would bring whatever it is that people are selling, whether it's copper or, you know, handiwork, artifacts, artisan stuff, whatever it is. But at the Beltane Fair, it was also a time to find partners.
Oh,
whether sometimes marriage fairs, where people would literally, you know, go home with someone or bring someone home, but sometimes just for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, maybe genetically speaking, the local people are a little too closely related to you for it to be healthy. So
True.
That was the way they, you know, they kept the gene pool
Mixing
healthy.
It up. Gosh,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
All I can think about in the modern day equivalent is festival season started a couple weeks ago. And it's exactly that. It's like thousands of people from all over, and everyone's selling their handiworks, and everyone's outside, and there's music. And I always have this belief that at our core, we're trying to connect with our nature as human beings, which isn't to be locked away in the concrete jungle in isolation from
each other. And maybe we're tapping into our ancestral heritage. But
exactly.
I would say back then it was done without shame. And
yes.
You know, so if you had a hookup, you know, it was accepted. It was expected. I mean, that's why you were there.
And I think
and
that
ideally,
that's definitely like in the, oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say in the festival, like, you know, a lot of like the new age, hippie, shanti festivals mm-hmm. type, it's totally without shame, you know.
Right.
What I want to talk about, and we're going to take a break in a few minutes, so I don't know how deep we can get right now, but one of the things that I really wanted to talk to you about was how we got from the goddess and the time of the goddess and, you know, the May Queen and the May King going off into the woods to make love under the, you know, under the stars and drink the morning dew after. How we got from there to what was basically a totally anti-sex, very shameful society, and how now are we emerging out of that into something else?
Yeah.
And that's really what I'm so curious about, because we're seeing all these movements for female empowerment and all really equality amongst all people. And I just can't help but wonder if, you know, maybe is this a new rebirth into kind
I
of
hope
thing.
So.
Me too.
I hope so. I hope a time of, you know, kindness and acceptance and you know, people not being superly judgmental over other people.
And especially coming from the paganism, to me, has been that kind of a tradition of being connected with nature, right? And the earth.
I think there, you know, the author M. Scott Peck says that anything of importance has multiple roots.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a really profound question. Mm. And I think there are multiple roots. And, of course, one of them is a suppression of paganism.
Mm-hmm.
And, by, you know, in Europe, a Christianity who, you know, has a very, it's a controlling religion.
Very much
so. You know, especially at that time on a very local level. There is, I don't know if you've ever read the author is Leonard Schlein, the Alphabet and the Goddess. And he talks about, it's a very interesting book. And he talks about how literacy has traditionally not been beneficial for the matriarchy, for the divine feminism, and that not pre-literate societies tend to be very goddess friendly. And, you know, it's a history book, and he follows all these different areas where as they become literate, it becomes more patriarchal, women are controlled, different values. And it's interesting because it has to do with the changing of brain chemistry, with how you absorb information.
Oh, like right and left brain.
Right, because it's no longer oral, because if you're not literate, you're hearing it, you're processing it versus, you know, visually. But I'm thinking, you know, so many of us, me too, we're all reading online now. We're reading digitally. And I suspect that's affecting our brain chemistry too.
Oh my gosh.
I hope in positive ways, you know?
I love that. Can we take a quick break and talk more about that? Because I've become completely, my rabbit hole has been all about how technology is changing our communication and our brain. So I would love to talk more about that. We'll come back very shortly here on Lucid Planet Radio, and Judica Illis and I, we're going to talk much more about all of this, plus some of the sex and fertility rituals you can use right now in your life today that can make positive changes and get you what you want. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And if you're just tuning in, my guest today is the wonderful Judica Illis, who is here talking with us about sexuality, the divine feminine, Beltane, rituals, witchcraft, all that good stuff, as well as history and the future. So we basically are going to cover the full range of the human experience today. But before we continue, I just really want to make sure that everyone who is listening knows how to contact you, Judica, to find out about all of your books, the workshops you do, all your activities and
thank
stuff.
Thank you. Sure. My website is my name, JudikaIlles.com, and I'm on a lot of social media. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I've just started an Instagram. So, and I do post my events, and you can find my books wherever fine books are sold, online or offline. And I actually will be at a store in Raleigh not long after the show airs. At the Holy Rose in Raleigh, we'll be talking about sea goddesses and the metaphysical aspects of the rose, with very divine feminine. So that's at the Holy Rose in Raleigh, and I'll be in New Orleans in August for Hexfest. And I love to meet people who read my books. It's wonderful.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Hexfest sounds really lit.
Hexfest.
I can get behind that. And New Orleans is the best place for it.
Huh? New Orleans is the best place. Yeah. And I'll be talking about the Countess Erzsébet Báthory, the so-called blood countess, and her own magic spells.
Oh my gosh. How exciting.
It's a fun class.
Okay, yeah, so JudicaIlles.com. I like you're on Instagram now, too, because I really like Instagram.
I'm learning. I'm feeling my way around, but I really like it a lot.
I think what I'm noticing, before the break, we were talking about the way in which we receive information kind of dictates how we interpret it and what we gain from the information.
Yeah.
And I agree with what you were just saying, how the digital media is like this new frontier of... kind of
very Aquarian.
It's very Aquarian. You
know? and very Aquarian. Well, I have Aquarius rising. It's very Aquarian.
Oh, there you go.
And not just passively, but I mean, it's something to you know, they say you are what you eat, and you have to be conscious of, you know, the things you consume. But the information we consume also has a profound effect on the individual and.
Yes.
The way your brain is wired and how you perceive, and it's really fascinating.
You know, it is. And you know what? So my biggest complaint is Facebook is literally just filled with like tons of negativity and hate right now. And like, I mean, people just arguing, literally strangers arguing over nonsense. And I get it. We live in a politically charged, incendiary time.
It's in the air right now. We're very divided right now.
We're
confrontational.
You know what's really great? Instagram, it's just looking at cool stuff. There's no political bias. I mean, yeah, people post memes, but it's like really just, it's like art. It's like a feast for the eyes. Yeah. You know, I get so much inspiration, just the colors and what, and I follow like drag queens and fashion and all, you know, all kinds of like fun stuff that, and crystal pages. Oh my gosh. The crystal pages are just ridiculous. So I feel like that's it. And that's kind of more like of a feminine way of getting information. You're not reading text. You're looking at visuals and kind of seeing how you feel about the visuals. And yeah, I don't know. So that's just my two cents about it. I definitely feel like I'm in a better mood after looking at Instagram than looking at Facebook. But
although I have to say my, I have my Facebook pages are full of really lovely metaphysical people.
Oh, that's true. That's,
I am lucky, you know, maybe I avoid the political discussions. So I don't know.
But I think it comes back to what we're talking about, which is like the pushback of the divine feminine. Like we're talking about the history, the context, thousands of years this was followed. Christianity came into the picture just over or under 2000 years ago. And it really just was super controlling, super anti-sex. And I don't have a problem with any religion. I have a problem with dogma and with lies.
It's not nice to boss people around.
No, it's not. Exactly.
People have to be free to follow their own personal path. And, you know, as long as they're not harming anyone, why not?
Yes.
Why do we all have to believe this?
This is like the exact...
It's not realistic. I mean...
Well, no, and look what's happened with Christianity. I mean, look at all of the scandals that have happened. You know, that's the thing.
It's like, well, it comes with power, you know, because it stops being about religion and it starts being about power. Well, but, you know, what you were saying before, Dr. Kelly, all the crystals.
Yes.
Look at the amazing variety of crystals. And look at the amazing variety of flowers. You couldn't catalog all of them if you... devoted your whole life to it. So if there is a creator, why, and if the creator created this diversity, why wouldn't the creator want people to be diverse like that too?
And we need
maybe
to
every single one of us has a different.
We're all unique snowflakes.
Yeah, we are snowflakes.
No, I agree. Well, and that's why I'm finding it from a sexuality point so interesting, because I grew up in a time when if you came out as gay, it was actually still hard, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And
trans
had very little disability, and now visibility. Nowadays, I'm doing my research for this book I'm working on, and young people, like under the age of 18, so many of them identify as gender non-binary.
Yeah.
As in not male or female, but some other combination that works for them. And this would not have been allowed, I feel like, when I was growing up.
It's a different time. But it's also very, you know, it is the beginning of the, you know, it's a cliche, the Aquarian age.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, I mean, if you study astrology, all of these things are so Aquarian.
Totally.
That total freedom of identity. And sexuality, it's you know, it's our time now. It's this time.
It really does feel like that. And that's why I guess I love coming back to these holidays from the past that were about sex and fire and nature and kind of reconnecting to them. And a lot of people never heard of them.
No, I know. But I think, but it's never gone away. Despite all the suppression, it has never, never gone away. These are nights that became very associated with witches. You know, Valpurgis is a little spookier than...
I like the name.
Yeah, me too. It's a little spookier than Beltane. And, you know, another name for it in Germany is Hexennacht.
Oh!
Witch's night.
Really?
So this is the night for the witches to fly, for the free people to fly.
Yeah. So can we talk about, I know we talked about, we always do a show for Samhain and we talk about the thinning.
And this is the exact opposite. You know, this is the other side of the year.
Yes. Yes. That's
so,
what I was
going to
ask.
It's like literally the other side, you know, the other side of the coin. So it's a very, very, very powerful night.
It is. And do you still, is there still that same thinning of the veil that happens?
Yes.
Okay.
Not so much with the dead. This is the first of the fairy festivals. So traditionally there are three fairy festivals, the three nights of the spirits, Beltane, Midsummers, which will be at the end of June, and then Samhain.
Yes.
And then that ushers in the time of the dead and the ancestors and, you know, that cold time when you
Tell blanket time.
Spooky stories. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't say no. It is something that if that's important to you, it is a really spiritually and magically powerful time of the year, but it is probably, you know, all things being equal, if you don't have a crushing need to, you know, to look for the dead, it is a time better spent with spirits,
yes,
of all kinds, with sexuality, with creativity. Really good time to be trying to get pregnant if you want to be pregnant. And if you don't want to be pregnant, maybe, you know, and if you are, you know, fertile myrtle, maybe this is a time to, you know, take some precautions.
I had some guests, some people I know, I saw, I posted that I was interviewing you, and people wrote in some questions.
Yeah.
Again, we don't have a lot of time right now.
So
one of the questions that my friend asked, she's just gone through a divorce, and I love you, by the way, I know she's listening, or she will be listening. And she's asking, you know, are there rituals to participate in to bring sex back into her life? Cause she's kind of put, you know, been through that winter cold spell.
Yeah. I would start not on May 1st itself, but April 30th.
Okay.
If that's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's possible, do it the night before. Then, okay, you know, the night before is considered, it's like all that anticipation of the power. So at dusk, the night before May 1st, I would start with do some cleansing rituals for yourself first. And because of the time of the year, make them sexy, romantic.
Yes.
You can throw salt in the bath, but you could also, you know, make yourself like a salt scrub with a little bit of oil and some salt,
nice,
and, you know, put some sexy perfume in it.
Some flowers,
you know,
in the bath.
Flowery.
Yeah.
I always love, you know, the Minoy from Tahiti. It's the gardenia.
Mm, oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, to me, that's like very romantic.
Mm.
Something that makes you feel beautiful, especially if you... if life has battered you around a little bit,
yes,
focus on making yourself feel powerful and healed and whole and beautiful. And I loved, you know, there's a name for which I can't remember. There's that Japanese tradition of when something is broken.
Oh, wabi-sabi.
You put it together with the gold.
Oh, yeah. Well, the wabi-sabi,
you know,
is the, yeah, that's the perfection and the imperfection, but I do,
yes,
know what you're talking about.
Yes, but
the
there
gold.
Is where you actually repair it. And I've seen kits on Etsy. And I'm
oh,
sure
my gosh.
And
I
so,
love that.
You know, because so that after it's put back together, it doesn't just look broken. It's sparkly and beautiful. It looks better.
Oh, my God. That's great advice.
And it is the Floralia, the Roman holiday, so it's a good time to work with the power of the flowers.
Okay.
So whatever flowers make you feel good. And then I would, you know, I mean, ideally, if you're, you know, if you're feeling sexy, you have a partner, you know, the partner,
yes,
of your choice.
Yes.
But if you don't, let's just say this is your return to this part of your life.
Yes.
Then... at midnight or after midnight, put something, you know, I mean, if you can, you can go out skyclad naked. And
yes,
if you can't, you know, if you can't, then put on something that it's like your power sexy clothing. You know,
mm-hmm,
do your nails,
kimonos,
do your hair,
lipstick,
yeah,
all that good
whatever
stuff.
Makes you scarves, whatever, yeah, as much or as little as because it's about you, it's,
yeah,
your sexuality, so it has to be,
yes,
how you envision yourself.
I love
and
that.
In your power, for me, you know, I'm a Cancer and I love the moon. And so,
yes,
for me, I go out under the moon and I look for it because sometimes, you know, you can't find it. I go out under the moon and I talk to the moon and I ask the moon to bless me and, mm-hmm, to send me what it is that I need. And if you need a lover, ask the moon to send you and tell.
It will be a full moon too on the 30th.
It is okay,
yeah,
to make a shopping list. Tell, you don't want just any lover, because I mean,
no,
look, you know,
you want
everything. If you don't care, you can just go to any bar and there will be someone.
Yes.
But make a list of exactly what you want and what you don't want,
mm-hmm,
and you can make it as specific. You want someone who smells of tobacco, or you don't want someone. You want someone, you know, I never want to sleep with someone who snores again.
Yes.
Whatever it
is,
put your order out there.
Put your order. So actually write it down.
Yeah.
Like actually.
If you write it down, I would burn it then.
Okay, burn it under the full moon. I love that.
Yeah, you can burn it. Depending on what your situation is, you can just burn it. Or you can put it under a candle. You can you can create a candle for yourself. Put it under the candle and let the candle burn on top of it. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you know, let the ashes scatter. You know, take them to a romantic spot and let them scatter if you can.
I think that's, oh my gosh, I'm definitely doing that. And so now,
alternatively, I could do this all day. Alternatively, take the ashes or take your note, and if you have a garden or in a flower pot, bury them with some seeds, because what is buried grows.
Yes.
Plant it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And some nice flowers, you know.
Yeah.
That would be beautiful.
Whatever your favorite is. If your favorites are flowers or herbs, or if you worry about killing things, you know, get a succulent. They don't die very easily.
Oh my God,
I wouldn't do cactuses. No. I wouldn't do cactuses because cactuses are traditionally about keeping people away.
That's true.
All the spikes. But succulents, like an aloe, something like an agave, something like that.
Great. And I just love, I love the power that we have that we don't even know we have, just the intention of our action.
Yeah.
And even if it's May 2nd or 3rd or 4th, you can still do this, right?
If you can't do it on the right day, do it on the next day.
Yeah.
Do it when you can.
And
create your own May Day.
Now, I wanted to ask you brought up the burning, which is like, I love fire. I'm practically a pyro. I just love it. But wasn't Beltane a fire holiday?
Beltane is both a fire, but Beltane is really unusual in that it's a fire and a water holiday.
Oh, wow.
Yes, there are traditionally bonfires are built on Beltane. They used to drive cattle through them. Like they do two bonfires and drive the cattle in between.
In the
them.
Middle. Oh, wow.
Yeah, which, you know, and if you know, cows don't really want to go, so you have to, like, you know.
They don't want to go through the middle of fire.
and depending where you are, they would often drive them into a lake or into an ocean. And, you know, just let them take a bath and come back out. You know, this is in order to remove any evil magic that, you know, your rival neighbors may have put on your cattle. It's all cleansing. It is a really, you know, in a perfect world, you'd be having bonfires on the beach.
Yes. Which you can do only in some places now. In Florida, you can. You can't in California at all anymore. It's
no. Well, I mean, for good reason too.
Yeah,
or, you know, at a lake. But I mean, if you have a pool, you could create some, you know, you could get some tiki torches or like
oh,
a
gosh.
Little fire
Not
pit or something, you know, if you have a pool, you can control it.
Yeah,
it's a great night for pyromancy, which is divination by fire, which is easy. You just sit and you gaze into the fire. And let things come into your mind. Come with a question and see what the fire tells you. But it's a great night for swimming. It's a great night for any kind of spells that involve water.
Okay.
Any kind of spells that involve plants and flowers. Anything having to do with anything generative. Anything where you want to create something, start something, build something, whether it's a baby or a business. It's really a perfect time.
I love baby or business, and it's kind of both, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, I had another listener write in asking about specifically fertility. If she wants, she wants to get pregnant, is there something that she could do, a ritual, maybe an old ritual? I know, now I'm just interjecting my knowledge. I heard that there was lots of like sex in the woods and that kind of stuff. Now, I don't know if that's like really feasible for some people, but I know other people.
You know, you have to like that. You know, I'm an urban girl and I sex in the woods. And, you know, you give me a hotel room.
Right, with the view.
But
some rituals for that kind of stuff?
You know, that's actually how I started writing. I have a big unpublished book of fertility, but there are, I'm going to give you a specific now. But this is not a one-size-fits-all. Okay. So there are more fertility spells in my book, Encyclopedia of 5,000 Spells. The thing with Beltane is it is literally the time, the earth, it's literally a power day. I don't know a better way to say it.
Yep,
it's a power day, and so it's like you're swimming with the current. If you were planning to schedule, you know, an IVF or a romantic night, it is. If you were a betting person, traditionally, it's a good time. It's believed, allegedly, that like the world is with you, and they'll give you a little extra lift off. But there's all sorts of I like amulets. There's all sorts of fertility amulets. I very rarely met an amulet I didn't like. But
I feel about crystals.
Yeah, crystals too. Though, look for the crystals. Wherever you are having sex, make it an altar, and you can use crystals for that, specifically crystals having to do with the moon, selenite, moonstones, because you want things that are going to sort of give you that extra lift off, push you, encourage you to be fertile, encourage this to occur. There are flower essences of various times that you can add them to the bath. You don't have to take them internally. I don't like the way they taste. So you can put them in a massage oil. You can add them to your bath. They're very, very profound. You can take
flowers.
Do you
recommend any in particular?
Off the top of my head.
So many.
Yeah, there's so many. And some of them are in my books. Okay. But I think there's an Australian bush essence called She Oak. And I think that is traditionally beneficial for fertility.
Awesome.
And fig and pomegranate.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
red raspberry.
All those fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. if you let yourself not be inhibited, if you look at them, you'll know which are the fertility ones. They are either the ones that look like genitalia, bananas, mm-hmm. cucumbers, peaches, you know?
Yeah. How about papaya?
Oh, the coco de mer. Yeah. Or as with papayas, look for fruits that have a ton of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want your seedless watermelon. You want that. You want like a dragon fruit, or you want the watermelon that you
I've
open
heard
it up
of people
in.
Just blending up the seeds and drinking them.
I don't know if they taste that good.
They
take the watermelon seeds and Chinese mooncakes for the lunar festival.
Ooh.
Whatever the filling can reflect your wish. So there are prosperity fillings, but the one for fertility actually is watermelon seeds.
Oh wow! Okay, well there you go, guys.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't personally know how you make it taste good. But yeah. I'm sure there's a recipe someplace.
Toast them, maybe. I don't know. I'm not really that big on. I like throwing everything in a blender and just hoping for the best.
That might work. So those are the cool. things that are very ripe. Plants like morning glories that like, you know, you plant one and the next thing you know, it's on like rooftops three blocks away.
Yes.
Things that are prolific. Because it's sort of you want that sympathetic magic where that's how you want to be too. I mean, until you don't want to be. But, you know, you want all those beautiful succulent seeds, pomegranates, and that, you know, will then bear fruit.
Yep. That is so cool. And so, you know, this is just part of that intentional practice. And that idea, I think people, and again, we can talk more about this, but it's something that I always like to touch on. People think, you know, casting spells and witchcraft, there's such a negative connotation or that it's done to malign people. But I mean, wouldn't you agree? This is more about kind of working with your own energy and the energy of.
Yeah, but there's been for the past 2,000 years, you know, there's been and more because, you know, the Romans were not witchcraft friendly even before Christianity. there's been so much propaganda against spells and witchcraft and shamanism, and a lot of that is tied into female sexuality and female power. And I don't know. There's a lot of false negative information out there and a lot of fear. And of course, after 2,000 years of propaganda, why wouldn't people be afraid?
Burning people at the stake, exterminating huge groups of people, whether it's like the Druids or whoever. I mean,
but you see, it's not the spell that did that.
No.
But people are afraid to express that part of themselves because somebody will come and say, you're a witch and, we're going to burn you. Ideally, and Beltane is a time of joy.
Yes.
It should be a time of exuberance. And
this is not a time of fear
high
and
energy.
Constriction. Yeah.
Exactly. And spells, ideally, when you're doing them, sometimes you just do a ritual for the moon because it feels good and mm-hmm. it's joyous. Mm-hmm. And that's just tapping into your joy and your power. That's enough sometimes.
It is. Well, wow, that was a totally awesome explanation of how to use, how to tap into ritual and history for the future. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Judica Illis and I are going to talk more about kind of where witchcraft is headed in the future a little bit and just kind of more about connecting to our sexuality and what that means for creativity. So stick with us and we will be right back after this break.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I'm here with Judica Illis, and we've just been having a very lit time talking talking about Beltane and spring and creativity and sexuality and all these really joyful, wonderful things. And if you're like me, you can just feel that spring feeling in the air, that excitement. And that intensity building and that energy and the weather change and the flowers everywhere. And it kind of gives you a good feeling inside. And when we're talking about spells and witchcraft and all that, I think, Judica, you would agree, what we're really talking about is harnessing that energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what a spell is. It's harnessing that energy. The energy exists without us. It's just a current in the universe, but you know, it's like riding a wave.
It is,
really just plugging into it and sometimes bending it and twisting it and shaping it so that it helps bring you the happiness that you desire and helps you achieve the goals you want.
You know, it's what I think is really cool is from a scientific perspective, what we're learning from like quantum field theory and quantum physics is the fact that there are actually these waves and vibrations existing at all times. And they're even within us and within our cells. And we can change the vibration in our body to match whatever vibration exists in the outside because we're all basically the same.
Vibrating.
We're all just
vibrating. It's really fast. And that's, you know, for people who maybe are renewing an interest in witchcraft or maybe just starting an interest in the magical arts, Beltane is the perfect time to just tune in with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Even if all you do, you know, find the moon, you know, do a little moon bathing or just, you know, sit outside and maybe if you can and feel the breeze and maybe do a little meditation and feel yourself vibrating with all the other magical practitioners who are at the same time. It's very profound.
And put your feet on the earth, your bare feet.
Or in the water.
It's amazing how that will change the way you feel almost instantly. Like it affects the ion makeup of your body or something. And I'm glad... Yeah, no, go.
No, you go.
Sorry. Well, I was just going to say, I'm glad you brought that up for people who are new, because like we've kind of been alluding to throughout the show, witchcraft, magic, all of that, it's had a bad reputation for thousands of years. And yet most people don't really understand it. And even back when witches were being burnt at the stake, people didn't really understand it. And so I think part of this
whole... Well, they burnt the people who...
It's true. You know, I remember having you on the
show... Or other people kept their mouth shut.
Exactly.
You know, you couldn't really speak. I mean, we could not be doing what we're doing now. We could not be having this as a public conversation.
I think
sometimes it's a lot of pressure. Oh, I have to do a spell. Is it going to work?
Right.
It's ultimately about joy.
Have fun
and ecstasy.
Well, and that's it. We got to put the fun back into all of this.
Yeah.
Just need it more than ever, just as a culture.
Have some fun with it. Like, don't make it be like a good night to just have fun.
Yes.
Even if, you know, I've got a book with 5,000 spells. You can find a spell that you want to try. But try it for fun.
Yes.
See what happens.
Yes. And again,
do like a psychic empowerment, you know, just for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, see, I like that. I have your book of 5,000 spells. So,
you know, there's increased luck spells. Everybody can always use a little.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, there's no pressure with that. If it doesn't work, nothing will happen. I mean, you'll just be where you are right now.
Exactly. But you'll at least have this experience of trying something and practicing, because that's what a lot of this is.
Yeah. And ideally, you have a beautiful night or a beautiful day. And you know, It's like the action is the reward in itself.
Yes. Okay. So that's a really good way of saying it. I also, just as a side note, that Japanese technique that we were talking to, it's called kintsugi, and it stands for golden joinery.
Yeah, I have to remember.
Yeah, I just looked
it up. Because I think about it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
But I always forget what it's called.
For those of you just tuning in, yeah, it's that idea of when something breaks, and in Japan they put it back together using this gold liquid that molded it together, and it looks even more beautiful, you know. I think that is a metaphor for a lot of, like, what our society has gone through with the divine feminine, too, that it was kind of, like, full, and then it got dismantled, and now it's being put back together, only it's even more beautiful because of the suffering and the struggle that so many people have had to go through.
And, you know, and there are people who are resisting. There are people who, you know, who find this. But I think this is inexorable. I think this is where we're going. So,
exactly.
You know, you can resist, and you can be harmful, and you can... this is where we're going.
Sorry, something just popped in my head. A man can do this too, right? Like, this isn't just...
Oh, man, a woman, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever, a unicorn, whatever, you know, whoever you, I think all you have to do is be a human being.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's all, you have to be a human being, and that's really it. It's our shared heritage, magical spells.
No, it is. And you know, what do you think about the resurgence in our culture of all of these magical creatures like unicorns and mermaids, and it's like, and fairies? It's like so popular now. They have an all unicorn festival here in Denver, and it sells out.
Is it fun?
I don't know. I'm never in town for it, so I don't know. But I mean,
Well, you know, all these things have never gone away. I mean, and that tells you how powerful they are, whether they're spells or these, you know, possibly other dimensional beings. Despite centuries and centuries and centuries of brutal persecution, they persist.
Yes.
And now I think the ox, you know, we can breathe again, you know, but we have to be vigilant. You have to be vigilant to guard your rights. And make sure that this is not, you know, a temporary glitch in history. Because I'd like to be able to, you know, Dr. Kelly, and I would like to be able to, 5 years, still be talking about, you know, wonderful advancements.
How about in 500 we'll be ESP?
Yeah.
You know? I don't see it going away. But I absolutely agree. I think it's important to recognize how hard fought this is. And therefore, we have a duty to have fun with it and enjoy it and spread it around. You know, that's really what this is all about.
Sometimes having fun and being happy is a revolutionary act.
I completely agree. Just having
I say that in all seriousness.
No, I agree.
Sometimes just being happy, despite circumstances.
Well, and especially we've women. You know, like so many of my friends have been in abusive relationships or bad relationships, or they've been sexually abused or emotionally abused. So I agree that, like, recovering from that trauma, it
takes. Me too. Me too. We all have our stories.
Yeah,
you know, when you turn on the television and every commercial is designed to make you feel bad about yourself. So, you know, it is really revolutionary to love yourself. And rose quartz is really good
for
that.
Rose quartz. I love spirit quartz, too.
Yeah.
And I find labradorite super soothing.
Oh, I love labradorite. Labradorite is so magical.
Yeah.
That's a good Beltane crystal.
Oh, good. You know, this house that I'm living in, we bought this house almost 4 years ago, but the countertops have labradorite in them. And I was like,
it must be gorgeous.
Done buying, sold. I was like, I don't care about the rest of the house. Like, I'm just going to sit here at this counter for the rest of my life and, like, put my face on it.
And, you know, any crystals that remind you of fire?
Yes.
Or gemstones, you know, fire opals. I mean, you know, you could, you know, get a little pricey, but even anything with sort of a... You know, you'll know if you look at it and it reminds you of flames.
Yes.
That's a great crystal.
Oh, I love that. Well, can you believe that's all we have time for today?
Yeah, I know. The time flies.
But wow, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for all of your wisdom and good vibes. And ultimately, you're absolutely right that, like, be happy and have fun. And that is, that will take you very, very far on your journey, whoever you are and yeah. wherever you're going. So I love that.
And you deserve it.
You deserve to, yeah, you are worthy of love and you deserve to have fun and have an amazing Beltane, everyone. I hope you celebrate and you can write into me on thelucidplanet.com or on my Facebook. Tell me what you did for your celebrations. We would love to know. And on that note, I will see you guys next month for another show. But in the meantime, light and love. And thank you again to Judica Illis. Always a pleasure. All right. Bye, guys.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.